So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion begun in the previous daf as to what is a Shvur Sheker and what is a Shvur Shav to determine from which pasuk each is derived. This is relevant because, as Rashi explains there, V'amikra hazeh tzorch lahasus bo, the Edom must warn the person accurately as to which Isra is about to transgress. The Gemara in the previous daf cited Rav Dimi Amr B'Yechon, who made the distinction as follows. Eichel v'loi eichel sheker. If one swears to eat or not to eat in the future and does not keep his word, this is considered a shvur sheker, a false oath, and it is forbidden from the pasuk l'sishavu b'shmi l'sheker. And as Rashi explains, v'hachakama l'sishavu b'shmi k'dei l'shaker b'shvur seichem l'achar zman. Do not take an oath that will later turn out to be false. And the chalti v'loi chalti shav. If one swears that he ate or did not eat in the past, this is considered a vain oath, and it is forbidden from the pasuk le'sisa Hashem Hashem lekechel Hashav, because koshvu l'sha'avar she'ena emes kru yeshvu shav de'loshen shav loshem v'leklum avkan yatsa mipiv levatala. His words are in vain because they were false when he uttered them. The Gemara now cites a different version of Rabbi Yechonin's ruling. Amr Rav and Amr Biyechna, Chalti v'loi chalti sheker. If one swears that he ate or he did not eat in the past, this is considered a false oath. And this is forbidden from the pasuk Miloi Sashavu Bishmi La Sheker. And as Rashi here explains, V'hachi Mashma, B'shah Shavu Loi Tehei Sheker Dehainu L'Sha'avar. Do not take an oath that is false at the time it's uttered. However, Eichel v'loi Eichel, Eivr v'loi Yachel Devarei. If one swears to eat or not to eat in the future, he violates the prohibition of L'Yachel Devarei L'Habahu. In the future tense, he shall not desecrate his words. While a vain oath is swearing against a known reality, for example, ala ish, shahu isha, ala omit shal evin, shahu shal zav, that a man is a woman or that a pillar of stone is of gold. However, Rashi in the previous daf explains that a chalti v'lo yachalti is not considered a shvur shav, even though his words are false when he uttered them, lafisha in hakol makirim bo im emes im sheker, because it's not obviously false as in the previous case. Bevo explains that he deduced Rabbi Yechanan's opinion on this matter from the following ruling. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Kol loisa se shebetayra lav sheish b'maisa loikin olav, v'she'im b'maisa in loikin olav, chutz menishba umeymer makalas chaver b'shem. One receives lashes only for a negative commandment that entails action, but not for one that does not entail any action, with three exceptions, one of which is nishba, one who swears falsely, or in vain, does receive lashes, as the pasuk says, leisisa Hashem Hashem lekechel Hashav, ki lo yinaka Hashem es asher yisa shmoy lashav. And from the word Hashem in ki lo yinaka Hashem, we expound, Hashem hu deina menaka. Avo bezin shalmata malka noise menaka noise. Hashem will not absolve him, but bezin will give him lashes, thus absolving him of the avera. And since lashav lashav shtei pa'amim, the word lashav is written twice, the first refers to shvur shav, and the second refers to shvur sheker, based on the principle of im eina in lashvur shav, tenei in lashvur sheker. Thus we derive that for both shvur shav and shvur sheker, one does get malchus, even though it entails no action, merely words. Now Rebbevo explains, hai shvur sheker hechidami, which type of shvur sheker is derived from the pasuk for malchus? It cannot be shvur shle eichel v'achel, because lav sheish b'maisehu. If he swore that he will not eat, but he ate, this does entail an action, and so this is not the case that Rabbi Yechon is referring to as the exception to Lav She'im B'maisa. It also cannot be Shvur She'eichel B'le'achel, because if he swore that he will eat but did not, he would not get Malkus, as Rabbi Yechon himself taught Shvur She'eichel Kikir Zu'ayim. Vav Ayim B'le'achel, if he swore that he will eat this loaf of bread, and he did not eat it. Rabbi Yechon Omer Ein Aleikim Mishum Dehav Lav She'im B'maisa. Rish Lakish Omer Ein Aleikim Mishum Dehav Asra Safik. He does not receive lashes, either because it does not entail an action, or because the witnesses cannot issue an absolute warning, since he can always answer that he will eat later in the day. Therefore, Bichan clearly referred to a chalti v'lo yachalti. He swore that he ate, while he did not. And befeir shrib seteir shvur sheker demel l'shav, mashav l'sha'avar av sheker namel l'sha'avar. Just as swearing in vain refers to an oath regarding the past, one is only liable to malchus for a false oath regarding the past. Here we see that a chalti v'lo yachalti shvur sheker. Falsely swearing regarding a past action is a shvur sheker. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of which shvur is chayiv malchus and which is not, and which shvur is chayiv karban oil v'yerid and which is not, and the summary is as follows. Regarding shvur's bitui, in the case of loy oichel v'ochal, b'meizit chayiv malchus, because it's a lav sheish b'maisehu, and b'shogeg chayiv karban as indicated in the pasuk. In the case of oichel v'loy ochel, b'meizid patim imalkus, because it's a lav she'im b'maisa, and b'shogi chayiv karban as indicated in the pasuk. Achalti v'loy ochel, or loy achalti v'ochel, b'meizid chayiv malkus is derived from leisisa, and b'shogi gets a machlekes. According to Rabbi Kiva, chayiv karban, according to Rabbi Shmuel, patim karban. Because Reb Shmuel holds Ein Chayev Ela La'asid Lavi. One is Chayev Karban only for a Shvur regarding the future, but not for a Shvur regarding the past. Regarding Shvur Shav, such as Nishba L'Shamnes as Yidu La'adam, B'mezit Chayev Malkis is derived from Le'sisa, B'shagig Patim Karban, because the Pasuk only speaks about Shvur Spitoi. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah on Daf Yates, which continues with Shvur Shaloi Oichel Va'achel Kol Shu Chayev Divrei Bekiva. One swears that he will not eat, he's liable for eating any amount of food, even less than the kazayis. The Gemara inquires, Rabbi Kiva b'chalat terug kula k'Rabbi Shimon severely, the machayev b'mashu? Does Rabbi Kiva agree with Rabbi Shimon regarding all prohibitions as the price states? B'shimon oimer kol shu l'makas, v'lo amr kazayis ele in yikarbon. One is liable to malchus for eating any amount of food, even less than the kazayis, and it's only to be liable to a carbon that a kazayis is required. Or, oi dilma, ba'al mo k'rabbonin severely. Rabbi Kiva agrees with the Rabbanan regarding all prohibitions that one is only liable to Malkus for eating at least a kezayis. However, since everyone specified that a shvua is even for less than a kezayis, he's certainly liable to Malkus since this is how he violates his oath. So too, even if he did not specify, he's also liable even for a minute amount because, as Rashi explains, sheyesh leimer shanishba in daite al achila shel Torah ela achaloshim ani adam ubechol shu niskam and lesser asatzmai. Common usage of the word eating refers to any amount. The Gemara cites two proofs and concludes ba'al mekar rabbanan severely. Rabbi Kiva generally holds like the Rabbanan, and his opinion here is unique to Shvuah.